This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys have been so busy with the election and the polls and all the Hillary Trump stuff that I've come to find out you guys aren't even really paying attention to me when I'm doing my show. And I mean, for hours and hours every day, I am giving you guys health updates and news, and I'm teaching you things, and nobody's prepared. Right before my show starts, nobody reviews all the information I gave you after you turn off the radio. So because of that, you guys are getting a pop quiz. So pencils, everybody get your pencils out. We're doing a pop quiz. I mean it. I mean it. Pop quiz. I'm sick and tired of this. Pull over the car. Pull the car over. I don't care if you're driving. Pull it over. Everybody get safe. Pull over to the side of the car. Get out your pencils. If you don't have any paper, it's okay. Just write on your hand. Pop quiz. I'm sick of this. You guys aren't learning anything. All right? It's not my fault. I'm doing good teaching. You're just not learning. So, okay, pop quiz. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm not going to wait for you to pull over. Just a pop quiz. Okay. No sharpening of your pencil. Just whatever you got. Lipstick, fine. Whatever. All right. True or... This is number one. True or false? Diet soda can cause diabetes. True or false? No, I'm not going to use it in a sentence. Just true or false. Diet soda can cause diabetes. Come on, it's got a 50-50 chance. True or false? Here's your next question. Cranberry juice prevents UTIs. Cranberry juice prevents UTIs, which are bladder infections. True or false? All right, next. If someone dies of the flu, what is the most common cause? Okay, that's kind of like a fill in the blank. Now, it's not a true or false. Come on, people. Then get a new pencil. Hurry up. Okay, we got to wait for Joe in Montana to get a new pencil. Come on, Joe. It's ridiculous. Really, people? Okay, there. You got it. If someone dies of the flu, what is the most common cause? Okay. Next question, number four. Name three symptoms of the flu. Yeah. No, you do not have to spell them correctly. No. Yeah, don't. You don't smoke, but just name three symptoms of... No Googling. Come on, people. If you've listened to my show, you know these answers. You don't have to Google it. Next, true or false? The average efficacy of a flu shot each year is 80%. True or false? The average efficacy, or how good, okay, or right on the money, is a flu shot. And that range is 80%. True or false? Okay. No cheating, guys. Come on. No cheating. I know our truckers have all those, you know, CBs and, you know, breaker. That's a good 10-4. No. Come on, people. All right. Next. Veterans are more at risk for blank their first year back from tour. Veterans are more at risk for what? Their first year back from tour. Next question. True or false? Hurricanes help end mosquito-borne epidemics such as Zika. True or false? Hurricanes help end mosquito-borne epidemics such as Zika. I swear, if you ask me what's Zika, I am going to smack you silly. You call it really, people? Next, irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome is caused by what? Now, you can put a lot of different things here. I will take most answers. But irritable bowel syndrome is caused by what? Okay, next. The most common sport that causes concussions is what? Is blank. Is what? What is the most common sport that causes concussions? Outdoor sports, people. We're not talking about headboards. Come on. Keep it clean. This is a family show. Keep it clean. We're talking about outdoor sports. Final question. In no less than 3 pages, explain why the Affordable Health Care Act, or the Affordable Care Act, was the dumbest law ever designed. It's no less than 3 pages. Explain why the Affordable Care Act was the dumbest law ever designed. All right, pencils down. You've had enough time. Pencils down. All right, pencils down. Here we go. All right, let's get to the answers. Okay, how'd you guys think you did? No cheating. Pencils down. All right, number one, true or false, diet soda can cause diabetes? Yes, it's true. They found a study that just 2 diet sodas a day, I believe 6 ounce diet soda, so small can diet sodas a day, could cause diabetes. Change the metabolism, play around with your insulin sensitivity, interesting stuff. Next, true or false, cranberry juice prevents UTIs. No, it doesn't. We've talked about this for a year. Cranberry juice will not prevent you getting a bladder infection. In fact, we don't even think it treats it. We're going to talk about that, but the answer to that is false. Next, if someone dies of the flu, what is the most common cause? There is only one answer for this. Pneumonia. See, when I said most common cause, that's one. Okay, so pneumonia is the answer. Pneumonia is the number one reason why people die of the flu, which is why it's important to get the flu shot. Name 3 symptoms of the flu. I will take any of the below answers. Fever, chills, fatigue, headache, cough, sneezing, nausea, vomiting, even diarrhea. All right? Sore throat. Any of those are fine. Name 3 symptoms of the flu. What do you mean you only wrote one? Next, true or false? The average efficacy of the flu shot each year is 80%. The answer is false. The average is roughly 60% on a good year. Okay? So 60%. Look, you know what? They're giving you three strains or 4 strains, depending on which shot you get. It's good. Veterans are more at risk for what their first year back from tour? Suicide. I'm going to talk about that also. Veterans are more at risk for suicide their first year back from tour. I don't, lack of job, right, you know, lack of, open arms from our country, that's another biggie, but suicide's the answer for that. True or false, hurricanes help end mosquito-borne epidemics such as Zika? The answer is false. Hurricanes may actually worsen mosquito-borne epidemics because you have all that stagnant water now that's around. And so all the interventions that states such as Florida had done, getting rid of stagnant water, now just got worsened by a whole bunch of hurricane water. And so even if the mosquitoes might have flown away, their babies might have lasted. The most common sport that causes concussions is football. Irritable bowel syndrome is caused by, I'll take mother-in-laws, I'll take FODMAP foods we'll talk about, and in no less than 3 pages explain why the Affordable Care Act was the dumbest law ever designed. You know what? I'll read all your assignments later. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of us have gas, diarrhea or constipation or bloating. I have irritable bowel syndrome, and that is what I think many of you guys have after we have ruled out everything else, okay? The big problem people unfortunately commit with irritable bowel syndrome is, though, let's say I have constipation that's continuing and continuing, or they're getting bloated, etc. And they go, yeah, it's just irritable bowel. There's nothing you could do about it. Meanwhile, they have an obstruction because of a mass in their colon. Or they could be dealing with an ovarian cancer. Or they could have an ulcer. So irritable bowel syndrome affects men and women alike. Is a diagnosis, to me, of exclusion. Whenever you guys hear something, diagnosis of exclusion, it means we don't run a test and say, oh, you got irritable bowel. We're not at that point yet. what we do is we run tests on everything else, make sure it's not colon cancer, ovarian cancer, colitis, Crohn's, celiac, and bowel obstruction, parts of bowel obstruction, etc., until we deduce, you know what, you just have an irritable bowel. So, symptoms are abdominal pain, cramping, bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation, and it's long-term. My irritable bowel, and it makes me irritable. So my bowel's irritable, I'm irritable, my pelvic organs are hostile. It's just a fight fest. You thought this Trump-Clinton election was bad. Just look at my colon and ovaries and fallopian tubes. It's ugly. So, unfortunately, those people that have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel diseases, again, those have to be diagnosed. And do not blow them off for irritable bowel. All right. Now, some of you will say, well, you know what? I got mucus in my poop. There's a lot of jelly that comes out when I poop, or a lot of mucus. What's that? There's a couple reasons for that. One is that could be because of the irritable bowel. It could be because of some inflammatory bowel conditions. But mucus in the stool, many times it's because your body has skin glands, or these glands that help lubricate the stool as it comes out. So you don't scrape it. Because sometimes you'll eat nuts. And those could scrape all the way down, right? So the lubricant is this mucus type material. So here you are mentally going, all right, I got to poop. So your body's like, all right, she's got to poop. I hear it from the brain. She's got to poop, or he's got to poop. Let's get all this ready. So they get it all ready. Then you sit on the toilet and nothing's coming. You're like, but I don't understand. I'm bloated. I feel pressure down there. Something's got to come out. And not much is coming out. But the mucus is still there and you end up passing it. So that's another thing. They say about 15% of people, maybe even close to 20% of Americans, have irritable bowel, but fewer than, I believe, 5% actually get seen or get evaluated for it. And like I said, if you start to have rectal bleeding, don't be calling that irritable bowel. If the abdominal pain is getting worse or more frequent, don't call that irritable bowel. Go get that checked out. As Mayo Clinic writes, if you start to lose weight, oh, hell to the no. Don't be calling that irritable bowel. Get yourself checked out. Make sure it's not like a colon cancer. Yes, we see this more in female than males, but males get irritable bowel also. See, I think one reason why men don't seem to have irritable bowel as much as females is because they let out the gas without feeling as much regret as women do. You know, men, sorry, dude. Yeah, that's it. Women, oh, my gosh, women will never fart in front of each other, ever. So the problem is you hold in the gas, you hold it in, you hold it in, you hold it in. Yeah, you're going to get bloating. Yeah, you're going to get pain. So you got to let it out. There's also certain foods that we're going to be talking about. You guys have been hearing this FODMAPs, right? The high FODMAPs, low FODMAPs I was talking to you guys about last year or the year before. There are certain foods that trigger. My irritable bowel is triggered by onions. I cannot eat onions. I've developed a quote-unquote food allergy, even though it's not really an allergy, it's an intolerance. Because anytime I have onions or chives or whatever, I am down for the count for a week. IBS usually occurs in people that are younger. So if you are, let's say, turning 60, and all of a sudden now you start to have irritable bowel, there's a good chance it's not irritable bowel. It could be something else. You got to get checked. Make sure you get your colonoscopies. They say anxiety, depression, stress could do it as well, which is why many times we'll do therapy. A lot of times you tightening up and getting all nervous will slow down the parasympathetic system in the bowel. And so why? Because it's flight or fright. You kick in your epinephrine in your sympathetic response, and your parasympathetic gets checked and has to slow down. So that could be an issue. So with irritable bowel, many times we'll look at, look at what you eat after we've done the colonoscopy, after we've done tests. And the FODMAPs, which I'm about to talk about, seem to be a big culprit. Now, before we go into that, because you guys are going to be pulling your hair out after we talk about the FODMAPs, really quickly, well, how do we treat irritable bowel? Well, one big thing we do is increase your fiber. Okay, if we get you to poop, because the constipation is very, very frustrating. So if you're having more of the constipation type of irritable bowel, we're going to up your fiber. If you're having more of the diarrhea irritable bowel, after we've done all the tests possible to make sure you don't have any ova or parasites or bacteria or salmonella or whatever, then what we'll do is we'll will give you anti-diarrheals. There's also like Bentol and Levsin and certain anticholinergic or antispasmodic medications. Those seem to help, but you got to be careful if you got glaucoma. And it could sometimes stop you from urinating. That could be an issue. Antidepressant medications like the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors have been used. Tricyclic antidepressants. Sometimes we'll even use antibiotics. Sometimes antibiotics will help irritable bowel, and then sometimes probiotics will. There's the new medicine, Amitiza. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've seen the commercials, I think last Super Bowl, they had a great commercial for that. It's called Lubiprostone, and it increases fluid secretion in your small intestine to help you pass your stool. It is approved in women. Its effectiveness has not been proved yet in men, according to Mayo Clinic, but you could also get nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain with that as well. Usually we use this for women with severe constipation, okay? So avoiding the stressful foods is key. And why are these stressful foods or FODMAPs an issue with irritable bowel? So FODMAP stands for, get this, guys, don't worry, this is not going to be on a quiz because I don't have the patience to wait for you guys to write this out. FODMAPs are fermentable oligo, di, and monosaccharides and polyols. So basically, these are the various types of sugars and sugar alcohols and carbohydrates that get fermented. And when they get fermented by bacteria eating them, producing gas. So bacteria breaks these foods down, produces gas. Plus, these carbohydrates don't digest well in the small intestine. They take longer to digest, so you end up getting gas and pain and bloating with that. But they also have this osmotic effect where they draw in a lot more water. When they draw in more water, it starts to affect the motility. So either you'll have more diarrhea or you'll have constipation. So high FODMAP foods include a variety of things. Onions, which, you know, hurts me. Garlic. A lot of different condiments, sweeteners, beer, fruits, beans, dairy, all sorts of stuff. But when you look at the fruits and the beans and the dairy and all that other stuff, there's many that are low FODMAPs. And those low FODMAPs are supposedly okay. So here we go. Foods high in FODMAPs that you need to avoid if you have irritable bowel. Okay, let's break it down with the fruits. With fruits, you want to be careful of apples, pears, watermelon, dried fruit, avocado, raisins, just to name a few. These are fruits that are bad, okay, because they're high in fructose. Dairy, high in lactose. Your cream cheese, your yogurt, your ice cream, your milk. So this lactose intolerant people that suffer from IBS, if they take Lactaid or they avoid lactose, they usually do well. But the problem is you still need to get some dairy in your system. Vegetables. The cruciferous ones like broccoli, cauliflower, those are high FODMAP. Onion, mushrooms, lima beans. I mean, fine by me. I don't like to eat any of that stuff anyway. Grains, your cake, your wheat pasta, your egg noodles, your croissants, your bran. Bran could do this. Gluten-free foods. Actually, I thought gluten-free actually helped. I need to double-check that. Food additives, like sugar substitutes that end in all, O-L, pesto sauce, sugarless gum and candy. For those of you guys who eat sugarless gum and candy, those could cause irritable bowel syndrome. And alcohol, you got to be careful of beer and rum. So, mango, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, concentrated fruit juices, beetroot, lychee, sweet corn, and the sweeteners like your sorbitol, mannitol, isomalt, maltitol, xylitol, those are going to give you the gas and the bloating. Don't go away. We'll talk to you about what to eat.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In a couple minutes, we're going to be talking about some six things you've got to do at work so that your boss never wants you to leave. These are actually very, very interesting, I got to say that. Plus, it looks like that close-the-door button on your elevator. According to Daily Mail, it's a scam. Apparently, crosswalks in New York City hitting that button saying, look, I need to go. Apparently you have really no control over it. There's for some reason some placebo mechanism. They're giving you the illusion that you're in control. Yeah, I have never hit a crosswalk button and had to do anything different. So we're going to talk about that quickly here. I just gave you a list of foods that if you are prone to irritable bowel, you should stay away from. And many of you probably looked at that list going, well, that sounds like everything. I agree. It seems like so much of these quote-unquote FODMAPs, these fermented oligo, dye, and monosaccharide and polyols that can irritate your bowel. But there are some foods that are low in FODMAPs that seem to help. And there was a study that was done. It was published in the Annals of Gastroenterology, I believe. And it discussed how a two-week diet of these types of foods really effectively brought down the symptoms of irritable bowel. And, again, irritable bowel symptoms are gas, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, constipation, fear of eating something that's going to give you gas. So a low FODMAP diet, which is what they're recommending, can consist of the following. You can still eat fruits, but they recommend more bananas, oranges, grapes, strawberry, blueberry, cantaloupe, kiwi. Again, they determine this based on the types of sugars that they have. Okay? Dairy. You can have dairy as long as it's lactose free. You can have soy milk. But what's interesting is they said you can have a hard cheese like brie, cheddar, Swiss. Doesn't bother. It's true. I can have cheddar cheese. I don't have any issues. Vegetables. Rather than the cruciferous vegetables that could irritate your bowel, you could have carrots, celery, squash, eggplant, spinach, zucchini. Gross. For grains, what's very interesting is rice doesn't hurt you. One of the reasons why I love rice so much is I don't have any tummy issues when I eat rice. And I call it tummy issues in my family because I really don't like to say... And we're trying not to cuss, so we don't like to call it the poops type of thing in the house. But rice seems to be not that irritating. Oats, oatmeal, polenta, buckwheat. Who eats buckwheat? Seeds, many different types of nuts, and gluten-free. Going gluten-free, just in case you're irritated by the gluten, will help as well. Food additives. They say some sugar substitutes like saccharin and aspartame won't irritate you like the ones that end in OL. Sugar, syrup, mustard are okay. Alcohol, again, drink in moderation. Vodka, gin, whiskey. There's a whole comprehensive list at ibsdiets.org. Go to my website. I wrote an article on this with the FODMAP foods where you could click on the... you can kind of see my blog on the side where I have stories talking about what FODMAPs are, etc. So go there, and it kind of reviews. The list is just too big to talk about. One of you had asked me about tea. What can you do in terms of tea? They say tea that really bothers your bowels are your black tea, your chai tea, your dandelion tea, fennel tea, chamomile tea, herbal tea, oolong tea. I'm not a tea drinker, so I don't know what any of those are. Yet, isn't chamomile something to relax you, I guess? Yet, let me see what teas you can drink. You can drink black tea if it's weak. You can drink chai tea when it's weak. Fruit and herbal tea, but you got to make sure there's no apple added. Green tea, peppermint tea, white tea. All right, somebody wants to know more about alcohol. Okay, hold on a second. You shouldn't even be drinking this time of the day. Coffee. All right, coffee is supposed to be okay. Espresso coffee, regular or decaf. Instant coffee, regular or decaf. But the key to coffee not bothering your tummy or causing irritable bowel is you have to use lactose-free milk, okay? Malted chocolate powder may be okay. Protein supplements may be okay, but it's very interesting because a lot of protein bars, I think, cause a lot of gas and issues. So, you'll have a lot of young kids where they're just tooting all the time. And I'm like, are you eating protein bars or taking protein supplements? So many times those can increase gas. Really quickly, so for alcohol, the bad alcohol is your beer, especially if you drink more than one, they say. Your cordials, like your apple or raspberry with fruit juice, those seem to. And then rum. Wine, if you drink more than one glass, wine can many times hurt the bowel. When you're looking at good, they say if you just have one beer, you should be okay. Clear spirits like vodka is clear, gin, whiskey, and the more clear wine, maybe white wine. Again, don't quote me. I don't want you guys going out and starting to drink. One of you wants some clarification on sugar-free drinks. And like I said, if you go to my website, and you see the irritable bowel syndrome FODMAP article I wrote, there's a click to the link, or go on my Facebook or my Twitter, that'll give you a list of all the foods to avoid. I knew this would be a very hot topic because nobody likes to have gas. So, soft drinks. Very interesting. Many soft drinks, even though they're not healthy, and they can cause gut irritation. You have many people say, but Coca-Cola, I'm fine with. Absolutely. But you got to be careful with the sugar in them, because remember I said high fructose corn syrup can cause irritable bowel? If your soda pop has high fructose corn syrup, yeah. Okay? Your sugar-free drinks, if they have, you know, the sugar substitutes that end in OL, that could be a problem. Low quantities of aspartame should be okay. So some people with their sugar-free drinks could be okay, but sugar-free gum is big on giving you issues. Water is fine. If you drink water, you're okay. They even say butter is okay. Eggs are okay. Dairy-free chocolate pudding. Chocolate pudding, man. I say I can't think of chocolate pudding without thinking of those old commercials in the 1980s where Bill Cosby would be eating the pudding and yum, love pudding, sorbet, tofu. Yes, tofu you can have. Who wants it, but they can. Again, if you eat yogurt, it's got to be lactose-free. Also, really quickly here, what about herbs and spices? All right, it's very interesting. My son made himself some, some eggs, and then he was down for the count. And I think it's because he added certain condiments or something to it. Let's really quickly look at certain condiments and dips and stuff, okay? Gravy. Gravy will mess you up if it has onion. A lot of gravies have onions, so be careful with the gravy. Hummus, okay? I have for years suffered from irritable bowel from hummus. Hummus is a tough one. Honey will also bother your bowel. Jam, certain jam because of the berries. Pesto sauce. I love pesto sauce. Relish. Stock cubes. When you do the chicken stock cubes, that could also give you gas. Tahini can also give you gas. And tzatziki dip. I don't know what tzatziki dip is, all right? So what can you use? You could use a lot, okay? You could use capers. Capers are fine. You could even have chocolate. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate. They said a little bit of chocolate's fine. They love chocolate. Fish sauce you could have. Fish sauce. Glucose. Straight out sugar is easier to digest than these compound sugars. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, are we supposed to eat fiber? Aren't we supposed to? The complex carbohydrates are supposed to be better for you, but many of us can't tolerate them. Maple syrup, miso paste is okay. Mayonnaise is okay as long as there's no garlic or onion in there. Shrimp paste, again, disgusting. Peanut butter is fine. Soy sauce, stevia, they say is okay. Sucralose, tomato sauce. It's interesting. It says tomato sauce outside the USA. I'm not sure why. Vinegars, apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar, rice wine vinegar works. Wasabi is okay. And Worcester sauce. Whew. All right, let's talk about that elevator and all the other hacks that we seem to get duped by. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With my pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Frank from Las Vegas wants me to clarify why I let Shaky Boo put his tushy on my pillow when I'm away at work. So you're listening to the commercials. Yeah. Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo's my cat. Many of you guys know I use my pillow. You've heard the commercials. I like my pillow a lot. I do. So, you know, cause you get to vary the amount of, puff it has with it. And, you know, for me, I like mine with less, material inside, and it just kind of curls around my head. I love MyPillow, and it's a MyPillow. And again, you guys get a discount if you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DDW, DDWDW. I guess you get a discount. So it's a good pillow. But, yeah, so Shakeaboo is always in mommy's bed. And so I see his indented tushy on the pillow. I mean, and I'm not saying buy the pillow for the cat, but it's comfortable. And my animals definitely find the most comfortable blankie, my most comfortable dress, my most comfortable bath towel to curl up in. And so when you hear the commercial, I'm talking about Shakeaboo with my pillow. It's because his tushy really does get onto the pillow, and he just kind of, you know, circles around for a little bit like a dog does, and then he kind of sinks his tushy in there, and then he curls around, and when I come home and I see him doing nothing all day, because that's not what I pay him to do, he's supposed to be finding bugs and killing the bugs and the spiders and keeping the other cats in line, which he doesn't do, I kick his tushy off the pillow. So, yeah, that's the MyPillow code DDW if you go to MyPillow.com, but I do like it. I like it a lot. I really, really do. Okay, so elevators. All right, how many times have you been in the elevator and you're in a hurry? You're like, I need to get the hell out of here. And you start to hear people roll a whole bunch of luggage. And you're like, oh, hell to the no. They are going to slow us down. Go, 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 go. And you tell your kid to hit the, I'm saying this hypothetically. Right? And you tell your kid, Brock, right now, you tell your kid to hit the closed door button. We're being told by Daily Mail that this feature has been obsolete since the 1990s, and the button is possibly a complete fake. I don't know if I really believe that, because I have had the control. I have had the ability to stop. I've had the ability to, close the doors pretty quickly. Sometimes they close super fast. But they say experts reveal that there are numerous buttons in the world that do not live up to their name, but are present to make us feel like we're in control. It's very interesting. According to the New York Times, Karen Penafiel, Executive Director of National Elevator Industry, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, mandating that elevators stay open long enough for someone with a physical disability, such as crutches or in a wheelchair, to make it inside. So I'm wondering if the button to keep it open works. I think it does, because I've used that. New York City figures that out of its 3,200 crosswalk buttons, 2,500 of them were replaced with non-functioning mechanisms. They also say that, back to elevators, that the buttons are useless to the average person, but they will perform their proper function for firefighters and maintenance workers. But those are the ones that have a special code or designated keys. Apparently, let me see. They say that the majority, since this started to go obsolete back in the 90s, the open button will work, but not the close. Let me see what else about the crosswalks here. I think that's just fascinating, because I get to have it times you crosswalk. I'm like, why am I even pushing it? And sometimes you guys do that, right? Where you're like, you know, I'm not going to push it, and I'm just going to see. And your wife's like, just push it. I don't want to wait. No. I want to see if it's going to turn out. And of course it does. It has to, because I have to assume that some people out there are not pushing the button. They say New York Times revealed in 2004 that the Big Apple pulled the plug on a majority of pedestrian buttons long ago as a result of computer-controlled traffic signals. So if everything is computer-controlled, how are you changing the whole grid? Remember, we used to do that as kids. We used to run to a bunch of blocks that we could see. Like, all right, everybody push it at the same time, and let's see if we can mess up the lights. It didn't, yeah. All right, so the reason the buttons are still in place is because it costs at least $1 million to remove them. ABC conducted a survey in 2010 and found only one working crosswalk button in Austin, Texas, Gainesville, Florida, and Syracuse, New York. What about the thermostat? In 2003, they say the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration News found that many offices installed dummy thermostats. 51 out of 71 people in the survey confirmed that their office has a dummy thermostat. Oh, I would be furious, especially if I hot flash. I'd be like, what? One was, actually, where I work, I cannot control the temperature. Even in my studio, I cannot control the temperature. I either sit here and sweat or I sit here and freeze, and I just, if I don't like it, I have to lump it. I hate it. I hate that. One respondent said that individuals feel better if they think they have the ability to control the temperature. Now, some of you guys are like, well, can't they tell because the number doesn't change? No, you don't understand. The number does change. These dummy thermostats, it looks like you are changing the numbers. But the main control doesn't alter. So you think you made it cooler. You go back to your desk feeling all good that you did something, that you were the one that stood up, you know, and then somebody pretty in the next cubicle is like, wow, my hero. You're like, yeah, I am a hero. You know, and then you're a hero. But they say, yeah, and the reason why is because if you have somebody that really hates the boss, they could sit there and crank it up to super low, or crank it down, I crank up the air, or crank it down to super low before they leave, all right? And then you have a big power bill. So a lot of employers are like, nobody touches the thermostat. Nobody touches it. Or you can mess it up for everybody else. So, interesting. I like the idea of feeling like I'm in control. I really do. I like, I'm not a control freak. It's just, but now that I know it's a useless button, that stinks. That really, really stinks. 1-877-DOCTALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We got Halloween coming. Oh, Halloween. Ooh, I love Halloween. Oh, and I'm sorry. I've not given you guys my picks for football. Oh, I'm sorry. You should like to give you guys my picks for football. I'm going to be working on that soon. But we got big, big weekend. A lot of Halloween parties. Be careful, guys. Even though Halloween isn't till Monday night, you need to be careful because the Halloween parties, there are, like, this weekend is going to be buku parties. And so you're going to have kids running around in their dark, Asghul, Batman, all these dark Matrix, outfits. What's also the Deadpool? Deadpool at least has some red. I hope a kid isn't running around as Deadpool. Because I loved the movie. I loved Deadpool. But no kid should have really seen that movie because it was very dirty. There was, like, a lot of adult content in it. A lot of adult content. But it was hilarious. It was a great movie. Because kids are dressing up as dark, and they're going to be running around still because a lot of the Halloween parties are going to... In fact, some neighborhoods are even trick-or-treating. Because the problem is on a Monday night. where I live, it doesn't really start getting dark till 8, 9 o'clock. So you aren't done trick-or-treating till 10, 11, and you got to get to work the next day. So there's probably going to be a lot of trick-or-treating. Be careful. This is the number one time when kids get killed by motor vehicle accidents. It's scary stuff. We're going to be talking about the Teal Pumpkin Project, where if there's a blue teal, there's certain types of candies for kids with allergies. Very, very cool. I just give out money. I remember in the 70s and 80s, somebody would give out pennies. I thought that was so cool. You know, I really wanted candy, but I thought that was really, really cool. But, another thing you could do is, give out stickers. Give out little toys. Things like that, because remember, they're getting so much candy. Be the house that sticks out. You know how I told you with Christmas, I don't like to give baskets to people that just get thrown in the basket pile with a bunch of other baskets. I like to give something that stands out, like a gift card. So that could be pretty cool. Give away some stickers or crayons or Play-Doh. It's fun. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.